6 o'clock, we'll call the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting to order. First on the agenda, Scott, would you want to establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
And you do have a quorum.
Do you want to go ahead and explain the procedures of the meeting?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the October 15th, 2019 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case as Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins, and if you wish to speak for or against an application, please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room. Then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Everybody that's going to wish to speak, have they been signed up over here with Presley? Go ahead. We all had a chance to look over the minutes of the September 9th, 2019 meeting minutes.
Uh-oh. I'll make a motion to approve the September 9th, 2019 minutes.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries. Okay, first on the agenda tonight is number 1935, public hearing and final vote for Sandra Sessions. Sissons. Proposed nightly rental located at 109 Sunrise Cove, Branson.
Here's our location, Cross Creek Shopping Center is right here. Of course, this is the cemetery to give you the location, and I'll go to our maps. We have our standard Division III special use nightly rental decision of record. Three bedrooms, so it would sleep no more than eight persons, which with that, eight persons will require four parking spaces. I believe she's provided some documentation showing her parking. No other changes were made to the decision of record. I did receive this today, so I added it to the PowerPoint. And I'll let the applicant explain. This is their buffering plan. Here's the driveway. Here's the actual unit, back deck, property line. As you can see, this only has the one adjoining residential property line. So I think that the applicant has a little bit of stuff to turn over and give to you.
Gentlemen. My name's Sandra Sisson. I live at 109 Sunrise Cove, Cross Creek, Branson, Missouri. I am the owner and resident and applicant for this permit request. I purchased my home in 2012. At that time, I was given the impression that the area was developed to allow for nightly rentals. This idea was reinforced by the fact that the house next door was a monthly rental and another one next to it was a timeshare. In the 8 years that I have lived in this neighborhood, these four houses, there have been numerous monthly renters. I am not aware of any problems that have arisen, and I personally had no issue with it. Also, in the past year, a builder has been approved, and his nightly rentals are under construction directly across the street from my house, right out my front door. The developer of this project told me that these units have been approved for nightly rentals. I recently remarried, and my husband and I split our time between this home and his home some hours away. As such, we decided that we would utilize our time away from Branson as an opportunity to rent out our home to assist with some expenses. Based on my understanding from when I purchased my home, I mistakenly thought that doing so was a use of right. It was in my conversation with the nightly rental developer and a neighbor that I became aware that a permit to do nightly rentals was required. This is why I'm before you tonight. I have spoken with my neighbors, not all of them, but some, about my desire to do nightly rental. Their main concern was over the cars parking on the street, and as my home will sleep up to 8 people, I am required by the county to provide 4 parking spaces. My renters would actually have up to 6 spaces utilizing my garage. It is very likely that there would not be any need for them to park along the public street in front of the house, and I have stated in my rules and agreement that you all have a copy of, that we'll talk about that in just a bit, that there would be no parking permitted on the street. Please understand that we still live in this home. We live in it about 2 weeks every month. We keep the yard and the home well maintained, both when we are there and when we are away, employing maintenance and cleaning companies for the upkeep. I also have family in town that watch the home when I'm away. Once again, rentals in our neighborhood have gone on for quite some time with no detrimental effect. And the new nightly rentals across the street have been permitted for nightly rental. I am here to ask that I be able to do the same since this precedent has already been set. I understand that there are some requirements for upgrades in my home and buffering in my yard that will need to be addressed to comply with the approval of a permit, and I'm willing to do so. As to the buffer, I'd like to hand you all out one of these from my landscape architect, and that's the plan. There's a buffer between my house and Georgia Minerva. I don't have anybody on the right side. I have them on the left, or however you're driving through the neighborhood. And then also I'd like to pass this around. This is a manual.
Yeah, just hand it to our girl.
This is a manual I keep that I did up for my home that has everything in it as far as what I expect of my renters. And on the nightly rental agreement that you should have a copy of, I've highlighted areas of concern, that being the buffer. And not only do I have the landscape that you're looking at, I also, my neighbor Georgia Minerva, they are planning to put up an iron fence between my home and theirs in the next 30 to 60 days. And I told them if they did that, then I would go in on the cost, half of the fence where it comes between our homes. I said I would help with that expense. And I have their name and phone numbers if you need them. And so it will either be depend on what you approve, whether you would approve the iron fencing or the landscaping. But I will share in the cost of that with my neighbor. Okay, I also, let's see, if you look at my home on the inside and the outside, you'll see that I keep a pretty nice home. I run a tight ship, and since we live here as well, we expect it to be taken well care of and respected. I am happy to answer any other questions you may have. In that rules and agreement, you will see that I've addressed the parking, the rules. I've addressed parties and gatherings, and what I allow and what I don't. I don't allow any motorcycles, ATVs, anything that would be disturbing to my neighbors. And I've also addressed the noise levels as far as my patio, my balconies, and my neighbors. So I think you pretty well have everything except for the phone numbers of my neighbors, George and Minerva, if you needed that, to talk to them about their plan for the fence.
Sandra, one thing we might have covered in concept, and you and I have, but your representative that'll be your 24-hour available.
Yes, that's my son. He's my middle son, Matthew Sisson.
Okay.
And he lives in Branson.
How tall will some of the plants get that you got for your office?
Can I have her speak? She's signed up too. She's my landscape architect. She can answer those questions.
Hi, Betsy Ellingson, and I live in Omaha. The plants, and you'll see on some of those other sheets, you can kind of see an example of what they would look like. The Kaleidoscope abelia gets about 2.5 feet tall. And in speaking with Scott, he said that the main idea was to keep people from wandering over next door and just not understanding. That people won't be wandering over next door, that they can see clearly where the property line is. And my thinking was, since she already had some foundation shrubs along that side of the house, to kind of corral them in the front yard and the backyard. There's no reason that they would ever go in the space between the houses. So just trying to corral them in the front and the back. But those abelia and then the juniper is more of a ground cover, but I was really just trying to create an indication of where the line is so that they wouldn't cross it. And then the miscanthus will get about 3 or 4 feet tall, the grasses. And then, of course, a crepe myrtle will be a small tree. So just trying to create a real definition of the yards was the main point.
Thank you.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Anybody have a question? Mrs. In last month's meeting, we discussed the need to have your 24-hour contact. I have yet to see anything with his name or contact information.
Oh, I can provide that for you.
So I do. Sure.
I have him, and it's my son. He lives there.
Yeah.
And so if anything was needed, that's who they would call. Actually, I think I have it in there for them to call me, and then I'd call him. But I can provide that for you, along with George and Minerva's information, if you'd like.
And information like that.
Yeah, I think
is,
that's required.
Part
isn't
of
it?
Our, oh, yeah. Before yeah. they okay. knew their CFC, we'd have to have that, and they're
okay.
their sales tax. And, yeah, that's a requirement.
Okay.
We have to have them
know. Okay.
Yes. Good question.
So.
Scott, can you go back to the beacon picture?
Far enough out, closer.
You're good.
Then to update the board, you remember hearing a project where they asked for nightly rental here, six. They asked for nightly rental on 10 lots here and nightly rental for 3 lots here, which the Planning Commission denied. They took it to Board of Adjustment, which they upheld the 6 here. They upheld the 10 here, but they approved the appeal for the 3. So these 3 lots, there's 3 lots there actually.
Mm-hmm.